is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Thanks again to Dan Bonner, who joined us from Boston as he gets ready for Louisville and BC tonight. There are other games of note, which we'll get into. Another crazy night of ACC hoops. But we'll take your calls wherever you want to go. We got other stuff coming up. Jeff Walsh, the outstanding coach at Louisville from the women's program, will join us later on. Of course, they have an amazing game coming up this weekend against Team USA.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting how that falls in the schedule. We'll get into all that stuff with Coach. And
it's on ESPN, by the way, 2 o'clock
Sunday. There you go. And Chris Cotter will join us from South Bend, Indiana later on.
Twofold for Cotter. He's got Wake Notre Dame tonight. Plus, he's going to be one of a couple guys helping us sort through the waters of lacrosse this year.
Virginia, your preseason favorite, the defending national champions.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Chris Cotter. Be great to have him. Is he on camera with us? Is that right? I think so. Going to join us from South Bend on camera. Jeff Walls will join us.
Well, he should be. I mean, they're a proud member of the league.
What are you doing?
I mean, what am I doing? Yeah, I'm not the one getting fined. Dan Bonner is going to Dan Bonner is going to be working for free for about 2 years after his appearance on our show and his comments. Man, he made Mike Bray look like child's play.
I love Bonner. He's the best. All right. School identity.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right. You want to parlay this here? Because basically we're asking you to declare your school's identity.
And some are easy. Some are not. And some may be surprising. Now, we want participation with this.
Absolutely.
Because we really can't act as a voice for a specific school, even though we could, but we're not.
Right.
This needs to come from the fans more so than from us, but we're going to kind of help you along and just kind of tease you a little bit.
All right. So let's start with Syracuse. Okay. If you're a Syracuse fan, is your school a basketball school? Maybe lacrosse. You know, lacrosse has been wildly popular in Central New York for years. Very successful program. You won national championship in basketball.
Let's ask Josh Macri this question. I mean, there are a number of schools that we're going to go through here in the league that I think it's difficult to put the label on somebody.
Right.
But Macri's our man. He's Mr. Orange. Josh, how would you answer that? Would you go hoops or would you go lacrosse for Syracuse?
So as someone who just graduated from there, I'm not from Syracuse. I'm just an alum. I don't mean just graduated like a week ago. I mean as someone who only graduated from there and is not a member of the community.
Well, you're off to just a roaring start while you're
sucking
on seeds.
I'm prefacing something.
Okay, go ahead.
There's no eating in the control room. He's not doing that.
Thanks for getting me fined. So first you make me buy you a bottle of bourbon, and now you're going to get me fired. Thanks.
You made the bet.
I think Syracuse is a basketball school, but I think people in that community who are ingrained in that community will say that it's a lacrosse school. 11 national titles, by the way.
Well, that's 10 more than basketball.
True.
I mean,
that's Wes Math at work right there, folks.
I mean, they're about 10% 11, of the teams,
1,
too, though, Wes.
10.
All right, so Syracuse, basketball, but a good argument for lacrosse.
All right, so if you're a Syracuse fan, I mean, this is the first one that you can partake and tell us what the answer is in terms of your identity. Who are you is basically the word we're asking.
All right, let's go NC State.
Oh, wrestling.
What?
I just told you, they're number 4 in the land. You want nice things? Oh, we got 2 national championships in hoops, right?
Right.
We have a football program that wants to be somebody.
Iconic women's basketball coach.
No doubt.
I mean, your baseball program from Sam Esposito to Ray Tanner to Elliot Avent.
Has been good.
Has been really good. Okay.
You want to be a football school, but, you know, it's hard to say that when you haven't won a championship in 41 years.
Correct.
All that stuff. Haven't been to a major. So how do you define NC State? I'll say again, wrestling's 4th in the country.
All right.
And don't call. And let me tell you something. If you're a North Carolina fan, don't call in here going, "Hey, man, NC State's a bass fishing school." Don't give me that.
Don't.
I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear it. I don't want to hear about curses, and I don't want to hear about bass fishing championships.
All right. Next on the list. Florida State. This is not as easy as you think.
I think it's football.
Well, sure, it's football.
Well, then why do you say it's not as easy as, I mean, if you just agreed with me, it's football. What are you talking about?
But upon further reflection,
yeah,
baseball program
has been great. Never won a national championship.
Never won a national championship, and that's the separator. Wouldn't you agree?
I just said it's a football school.
Right.
I mean, I think that to me is easy. I think Florida State's a football school. Leonard Hamilton's got a tremendous basketball program.
Yep.
Baseball has been consistently good, but nationally has not had the same hardware as your football program.
Florida State played for the national title in basketball in 1972.
Now, guess what? Florida State football has won 3 national championships, a couple Heismans.
Okay.
To me, Florida State's a football school.
All right. Carolina, as Lefty said. North Carolina. Men's basketball?
To me, it's men's basketball. And I know, you know, your man, Anson Durant, you think he's the greatest coach in the history of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And they've won like 712 women's soccer championships.
Okay.
Field hockey, we've discussed that. How good they've been in that department. They've been like in a lot of good sports.
Bottom line, basketball.
But to me, I think if you walk to some dude in Boise, Idaho and said, if I said North Carolina athletics to you, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
Basketball.
I think you'd think hoops.
Yeah.
That'd be my opinion.
All right. Let's go Wake Forest.
I think it's golf.
I do too. I think it is golf. Absolutely.
And I say that even though Georgia Tech and Clemson, quite frankly, have had better success recently.
Right.
And I'm talking about within decades in terms of championships. But to me, I always think of Arnold Palmer, Curtis Strange, Jay Haas, and the legendary great Jesse Haddock. Now, call me crazy. Growing up in Winston-Salem, I might be too close to this.
Disagree with you.
But, you know, when you think about their football, basketball, right, and baseball, I don't think it, to me, is as impressive as what they accomplished in golf.
I agree.
And have been that way for a long, long time.
All right. Pittsburgh.
I would still go football with Pitt. I'd still go football.
I mean, agree. I totally agree. You've got to go back, but it's
Their tradition and history is
unbelievable.
Real. Yeah, I mean, and you start talking about, you know, the best 150 players of all time and start going through that list. It's amazing how often you saw Pitt on that list. And that's true from yesteryear and even really, quite frankly, recently.
Yeah.
In terms of wide receivers, defensive linemen. I mean, this school has produced some incredible individual talent. I would definitely go football when it comes to Pitt.
By the way, our thoughts and prayers are with the Pitt football community today.
No doubt.
Chris Dolman, who was one of the dominant players for the Panthers, one of the really good, talented, all-pro NFL players, passed away from cancer yesterday.
58 years old.
Yep. Right? 56.
Wow,
yep.
That's sad.
Had been operated on for a brain tumor a couple of years ago, was living in the Atlanta area, had wrapped up his pro career as a member of the Falcons. Delightful, delightful guy. Just a real sad day for a lot of people in Pittsburgh,
I'm
sure.
It's been a tough week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you start talking about, you know, Gene Corrigan and
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe and now that.
Chris Dolman. Yeah,
it's bonkers.
Is Duke basketball just?
I think it is.
Nationally, there's no doubt. By the way, I did a show in North Dakota, Fargo, the other day.
How do you keep winning these gigs?
Jeff Culane, who's voice of the Bison. And he told me there are a lot of Duke basketball fans in Fargo in the North Dakota area. Trey Jones has ties to the state and so forth. And we're talking ACC basketball in Fargo, North Dakota. And was telling me about Duke and how popular they are in North Dakota. I was like, well, and then we saw this and I thought, well, I guess it is basketball.
By the way, Chris,
it's a national brand.
Chris Dolman, 58.
58, I'm sorry, 58. Thank you. Boston College. My math, I know. Go ahead. Boston College? Jerry York.
You know,
got sweaters.
You got to go, right?
Sweaters.
You got to go ice here.
We're going to wear these. When they get in the NCAA tournament, we're wearing these. Going to haul them out. We're going to be all about the ACC hockey.
Yeah, I know it's not an ACC thing, but I think you got to go.
It's going to be about Packer and Durham.
I do think you got to go blue line here and go ice, man.
Hey, man, look at those. These are gold throwbacks. Pretty slick, aren't they?
Well, Jerry York, you know, the fact that he was so into, he was disappointed when we interviewed him because he stopped us at the end. But before we said goodbye, he said, "Where are the dogs? Where are the dogs?" Yeah. So Jerry York, a special place in our heart.
He's going to be back.
Coach up here in BC.
Yeah, we're going to bring him back. Now here's one for you. Louisville. Now Johnny Unitas played at Louisville.
Johnny U. 19. Yeah. My number.
But you go back to the early 1970s. Got to be honest now, there was times before that with Wes Unseld and some guys, but from the 1970s on, when Denny Crum came to Louisville from UCLA as an assistant with John Wooden, Louisville has been a basketball school.
I still think it's a basketball school. It's a basketball state. It's one that I respect because growing up in North Carolina, there's not many places on the planet that love its hoops 24/7, 365. The Commonwealth of Kentucky does.
Yep.
I respect that rivalry they've got with their in-state boys up there in Kentucky.
Yep.
They don't like each other. I like everything about that, and not to mention bourbon. So I'm going hoops, 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 and the Derby. Tying it all together.
We can also throw Dan McDonald and baseball in there, too.
They've been terrific. But to me, I think of Louisville. The first thing that pops in my head, other than Muhammad Ali and bourbon and horses, is hoops.
Interesting discussion.
There's the cue.
An interesting discussion could be had about Miami. As nationally powerful as they've been in football, they've been equally successful in baseball.
Yep. But I think of the U, man. When you say the U,
you're thinking football.
I'm thinking football. I'm thinking great athletes.
Again, if you take
swagger.
If you take it to the other side of the country and ask somebody, what are they going
to
say?
I know. I mean, if you go to Omaha, Nebraska and say Miami, what do you think they're going to say?
Baseball.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No question. But to me, again, you're asking me. Then we'll throw this up to the fans to have fun with.
Right.
But you tell me the U, the first thing I'm thinking of is swagger, great athletes, not afraid of anybody.
Right.
Now let's go take what's ours. That's what I think of.
That's it. So, interesting discussion. Virginia Tech.
Really, to be honest with you, the first thing that hits me when you say Virginia Tech is turkey legs, because I think of Lane Stadium and those big old giant turkey legs.
That's right.
You know, I'd love to tell you wrestling because
–
The duels. With, you know, the Hokies did not do well Friday night in the duels.
No.
Even though they're still ranked in the top 10 with three other ACC teams. Hint, hint.
Right.
You know, I think football, man. Lane Stadium, Sandman.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, their basketball tradition is kind of few and far between.
And whenever you have a football tradition that carries over to other sports, like when they play Enter Sandman in a basketball game, they played at other sports too, as I understand it. I've heard it four or five different times at Castle Coliseum. That's outdoor wrestling.
Is that – do we have
that's outdoor wrestling? Wrestling at a baseball stadium, it looks like.
Oh, no. Wait a minute now. Outdoor wrestling.
Wait, hold. Can we go back to the outdoor wrestling here?
Hold,
what
this
is this?
Sport continues to give me stuff I had no idea existed.
Hold. Did you – that just slipped in there.
That was subtle. That's that Macri guy. Still upset because the cube's melting, and he owes me.
Wait a second. We may have to go to break and come back and see the outdoor wrestling and sort this out.
I didn't know we had it.
That was outdoor like sunshine wrestling.
Oh, I hope so. It's the best
kind. It looked like it was right there along
the
third base line, too. Oh, we got to come back to that.
You've got to go Friday night. Man, you're going to be right there. How do you walk around the streets of Chapel Hill knowing the duels are on and you're going to be hobnobbing on top of the hill?
Take Jordan Cornett and our producer Alex Farmartino and we'll just go watch some of the duels in Chapel Hill.
That's what I'd do. If I was with
Sean Kenny and Rock Harrison. Go over and shake their hands. Thank them for their efforts.
Raccoon Valley and the Rock.
Yeah.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Well, we're going to roll back. We saw Virginia Tech football video when we're trying to determine school identities, right?
Who are you? Right.
Who are you? And then we briefly saw, like, clips of Tony Roby's wrestling team.
Outdoor wrestling.
And we were, like, both like, well, wait a second. That's outdoors. Okay. This is the Matt on the Mound in November. Virginia Tech and Northwestern.
Pin him!
Virginia Tech and Northwestern. My man celebrates with the home run.
The home run call.
I love it.
You not love, I'm telling you, the content with this sport. I told you the other day, we have totally whiffed not jumping on board with this. And now we got Friday Night Duels on ACC Network. And I told you, we got people talking smack to the crowd. This is not like Coach K going after the crazies. We got grown men saying, hey, ball game, pin him.
I just got to tell you that Matt on the mound with Northwestern in early November is ahead of its time.
I love it.
It's ahead of its time. All right.
If you don't go Friday night in Chapel Hill, I'm going to be personally disappointed in you. Just telling you right now.
Okay.
I don't care how busy you are rubbing elbows with the elite. Go hang out with the wrestling crowd. Just give me a full report on Monday. I'm just saying. I know you're a busy man.
Well, you want me to go down and hop on headset with Rock and Sean or something?
No. You let Raccoon Valley and The Rock do their thing. I just want you to go sample it. I want you to come back and say, Pack, let me tell you what I saw.
Like when I went to a Premier League soccer match because I thought it was like college football in Europe?
Yeah, well, I mean, but I didn't care about that. We can't do anything with AC Milan, but we can do something with North Carolina Duke wrestling on this show. I'm going to tell you right now, if the roles were reversed, I'd be there in a millisecond.
So Coleman Scott will be here on Friday.
I'm fired up about that.
Well, you know what happens now, don't you?
Yeah, you should
feet
be
on
going
floor.
Friday.
Feet on floor.
You don't have to be feet on floor.
Well, all right.
Because you're going to have a good seat anyhow. You're West Durham.
Feet on the mat.
You don't sit in bad seats. I do. I sit in bad seats. You don't.
All right.
Just go check it out.
All right. We got four schools left to cover here on our identity. I think we're going to start with Georgia Tech.
Oh, Georgia Tech's hard. Tell you what, Georgia Tech and NC State may be the hardest ones to do because this is the sport I'm thinking of right here. I know.
You're thinking, I am too.
Are you crazy?
No, I am
I'm
too.
I'm not crazy.
No, the golf is golf now. I want to tell you, the Jackets and golf is real.
No doubt.
And it's been real for a good while now.
You know, I think of the great Bobby Kremen's teams.
That's
kind of few and far between this century.
Yep. Bruce Hepler.
I'm going to be honest with you, Wes.
Stands up there with the hardware a lot.
I'm going to go Georgia Tech like Wake Forest, and I'm going to say golf.
Okay.
Now, call me crazy. This is where, again, the fans can come in and correct us. But we're just kind of giving you samplers.
Here. National championships in football, played in the Final Four twice in basketball.
I got you.
Never have won a College World Series or a national golf championship.
I know. This is hard.
Yeah.
I just think the consistency has been really good in golf.
Man. All right.
Really good.
Clemson.
Golf school. No, it's football. Come on.
Really?
This is the easiest one in the league.
Yeah.
Football, period.
And been that way a while. yeah, go ahead, Skate.
Youngster people.
Youngster.
Danny Ford. Yeah. No, football is the deal, man. Nothing like it.
So, all right. So, Clemson's pretty easy.
Nothing like it in this league.
Same could be said also for Notre Dame, don't you think?
Notre Dame is definitely
a football school.
No disrespect to Mike Bray or the ACC basketball officials. Football at the Golden Dome.
All right. What about the University of Virginia? It's our last school.
It's not football. Boy, lacrosse has been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lacrosse basketball. It's going to be like Syracuse.
Won a national championship in baseball.
Yeah, I know baseball's been good lately.
You're going to go back to Buzzy Wilkerson and call it even on football or basketball?
To me, Virginia and Syracuse are similar because of the great lacrosse and hoops being what it is. I'm going to lean. Boy, that's going to be tough. It's A or B.
All right.
It's A or B.
You think about it. We'll go to David in Kentucky, 844-SAY-ACCN. David, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Pack, first thing I want to say, too, is if you have not had the cherry cask aged Woodford, you got to have it. It's excellent.
Whoa. Give me that one again. I'm going to write this one down for
Macri. Make a note.
What's that one again?
Cherry cask.
Cherry cask aged Woodford.
What's the age on that, David?
Well, my wife got me a bottle 3 years ago Christmas, so it might be a hard find. But if you ever come across it, buy a pour.
Okay. Excellent. I appreciate the tip.
Thank you.
We're going to just turn this into bourbon talk in the mornings on ACC Network.
So I'm going to guess you're a Louisville fan and you want to chime in on identity here, David.
Absolutely. Louisville, straight up and down basketball. Crum, Pitino, Mac is carrying it on. Jeff Laws, which is coming up on the women's side, tremendous. Louisville's basketball school, but they've had so much parity across the board. Baseball, McDonald, volleyball's in the national rankings. You know, football, we've got the Heisman Trophy winner. We're on the uptick with Satterfield. I think Louisville's a pretty solid ball across the board, but definitely basketball.
All right.
Thank you for the phone call,
David.
Tip.
Yeah. Really appreciate the tip on the other stuff.
Now, that gentleman right there
is
the kind of guy that I would expect to see at Packer and Durham at the Derby.
That's right.
That is the kind of guy that comes up to you and has a conversation about what's going on in Louisville.
That's right.
The good, the bad, the ugly,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, have a sip. That's what I'm talking about.
Here, friend.
Yeah, have a sip. By the way, I hope my man Vince Tyree is watching. Vince, we know you got the good stuff.
In a cup.
We have offered to bring Gatorade cups, and you said, no, 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 no. Do your business first. And then let that ice cube melt for a Vince Tyree right there if he's watching.
More of your calls on school identity coming up.
You know what?
Say ACC.
Virginia, Georgia Tech, NC State. Those three.
That's who you want to hear from?
I would like to hear from those three fan bases before we get out. I know we're busy with guests and stuff, but so jump on board. 844-SAY-ACCM. But those three, you need to kind of help us break the tie, I think. Virginia, Syracuse, NC State.
Okay.
All right. I'm from us to you.
All right. You're concerned about those?
Those three, I think, are very debatable. Debatable.
Right. Winners last night, by the way, Virginia beat Florida State. Syracuse lost by a point to Clemson, as evidenced by our glass. Georgia Tech did beat Morehouse.
As evidenced by my glass.
Yeah, your glass.
Don't try jumping on. I know you want, if Macri's buying, you're going to put your guns out there and go ahead, big man. Just load me up while you're at it.
Macri already took care of me. Macri and I already. Georgia Tech beat Morehouse.
Of course they did.
Jose Alvarado had 9 steals.
Division two. I mean, come on. That's
set a single game record for steals.
Well, I get it, but you know, you should steal. That game was a steal.
Miami beat Virginia Tech 71-61.
It was 41-19 at one point in that game last night.
79-67, Duke a winner last night over Pittsburgh. 2 games tonight and more to come. We played over under earlier in this show. Myron Metcalf penned a story for ESPN.com citing the overachievers and underachievers
I read that.
In college basketball.
I disagreed with his ACC picks, by the way.
I disagree with both of them.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Brother Fuller, Chester, Robert, Otto, you're up to speed. Mrs. P upstairs. She has been busy taking care of the guys, man. Coffee for everybody.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got a lot of people on social media.
Yeah, I've been jumping on this. This is an interesting topic.
I got to tell you here, we got, let me roll through a handful of these. David Jones, longtime listener, longtime caller.
NC State fanatic.
Says NC State's a football school.
Now, again, they've not won an ACC championship since 1979. Football school.
Rose O'Neill Greenhoe.
Say that again?
Greenhow, I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
Rose O'Neill Greenhow says that she's a Clemson fan, but she says Georgia Tech has to be golf. It's the home of the late, great Bobby Jones.
Another great point.
Who, by the way, did not play golf at Georgia Tech, but did graduate from Georgia Tech.
Correct.
Kelly Fitzgerald says NC State's a basketball school. Joseph Oakes says the same thing. I think that's
all you got?
Kind of, yeah, I'm rolling through here real quick. You can always hashtag us, use Packer and Durham, or tag Mark or I specifically, and we're happy to appreciate you doing this and being part of the show.
Also, I want to read this real quick.
Sure.
Wally Wolfpacker sends me a note and says, regarding the Valvano curse, and I said, you know, it was all the good things that happened to him on the run to 83. He says that's not correct.
Okay.
But technically, the Valvano curse, Jimmy V, they gave me a lifetime contract and declared me dead. The curse of the Valvano originates not from the 83 championship, but the 1990 firing of Coach Valvano. Again, I don't believe in curses. That's the first time I'd ever heard of it.
Yeah.
So there it is. Now you know the rest of the story.
All right. Let's go to Jamie in Virginia. Jamie, welcome to the Packer and Durham program. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm going to give you a tiebreaker for you know, me being a University of Virginia fan. I would go with lacrosse only because we've won more national championships and been to, like, you know, more Final Fours and have longer success in that area.
I mean, I get it. I mean, to me, basketball will always have a lineage there,
right,
going back as far as you want to. But the Virginia lacrosse story is tremendous.
Yeah.
So I get it. Get it.
Especially lately, Lars Tiffany's been unbelievable, right?
Well, we got the national championship. Here we go, right here.
Yeah, there's the helmet.
Man, this is it right here now.
Yeah, what more you need?
This, and I think we've talked about this before, but this is the University of Virginia men's lacrosse program who won the national championship last year, and we got a surprise package in the mail.
That was our first ever.
Yeah, and I remember when he opened it up, and I sent you a picture of this, but Lars Tiffany, who's become a friend of ours on the show because he's so good when he's interviewed, surprised us with a complete signage of the entire team on the face mask. And I drove around, by the way, my F-150 with this on.
How'd that go?
I loved it. Yeah. Scared the living you-know-what out of people driving down I-85 with that thing.
All right. Keith in North Carolina next with Packer and Durham. Hi, Keith.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
So my father was a two-time All-American lacrosse player at UVA, and we grew up here in Greensboro following Virginia lacrosse. I remember throwing lacrosse in the 70s in the front yard, and people looking at us like we were crazy. What in the world is that? What are y'all doing? So we followed lacrosse for a long time. So I've got to say the success that the lacrosse program has had over the many years, it would be a lacrosse program, to kind of be the school.
All right, perfect.
As much as
I
love basketball.
No, I got you, and I appreciate that.
By the way, Jeff, is Jeff still there? No.
No, Keith in North Carolina.
I know, but I was going to ask.
I'm here.
Okay. Would you say it's a lacrosse 1, basketball 2 on that list for Virginia?
You know, I'll say it was lacrosse number 1 when they were winning the lacrosse national championship, but it was basketball number 1 when they were winning the basketball national championship. But overall, I think it's lacrosse.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Let's try Jeff in Virginia.
Oh, that's okay. This is Jeff.
All right. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, really appreciate your show. You guys are a riot to listen to. But you're totally missing the boat with UVA.
Okay.
Identity, soccer, all the way. They got 7 national championships. They've been in the NCAA tournament since 1981 every year. Arena, unbelievable coach.
Yeah.
Gunvach, unbelievable coach. They are one of the elite programs in the country.
All right. Excellent call. Thank you.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was our late friend Gene Corrigan that hired Bruce Arena.
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So interesting. Again, this is why
we're doing this.
We posed this question for you guys to jump on board and kind of set the record straight.
Dave in Ohio next. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Great network, great show. Love it. And as far as my school, I'd say Wake Forest basketball, but then I have to put an asterisk next to it. The past decade, except for the Collins sophomore year, has just been a tragedy. And I just, and then I have to ask, do you think they will fire Danny Manning after the ACC tournament? Because this is just out of control right now. Just want to get your take on it.
I appreciate the phone call. Interesting, he goes basketball first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I think of
early 60s, your dad went to 2 Final Fours.
Yeah, didn't win one, though.
Right.
But no knock. But, you know, you go from the early 60s, though.
Yeah.
Till when? 90s?
Well, now.
I mean, Carl Tacy had some teams. And I mean, come on. I mean, we're talking about your school's identity.
Right.
And I know you're on Tobacco Road. Right. North Carolina's winning titles. State did win titles. Duke's winning titles. Wake didn't win any title.
No. I would tell you that Dave Odom's back-to-back titles, 95-96.
Yeah, but
those are ACC tournament titles. They didn't have a long – they got to the Sweet 16s and Elite 8s.
I'm not saying they didn't have good teams.
Right.
But you're talking about the identity
of a program?
But we went from the 60s to the mid-90s. What happened to those 30 years in between? What did you give me? 30 years.
Wes. Yeah, and I got to be, Pac, let's be honest now. They played for the ACC title in 78 against Duke, lost to the G-Man and Spinarkle and that crowd.
I'm not trying to diminish anybody.
No.
Here,
we're trying to be honest about the evaluation.
Right. So, while you're giving me all that, I'm going to go Jesse Haddock and Goff, and Wake Forest Goff was known in that era as the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the league. I'm talking about nationally.
Right.
Was the standard.
Yeah.
Houston Cougars, Wake Forest Goff, right?
Yeah,
those
absolutely.
Are the two. I just don't know if you could go hoops because, even in this century, if I said Wake Forest basketball, Dino Gaudio had him number one.
Well, and to his question, it's been a tough run here in the last because since Dino Gaudio took Wake to 20-11 and 9-7 in the league in a fifth-place tie in 2010, Wake Forest has not finished higher than ninth in the ACC.
It's hard. It's hard for me to jump on a who-are-you identification.
Right.
When you can give me a decade in which you have basically been irrelevant.
Correct. So.
And that's why when NC State fans go, we're a football school. Well, you haven't won anything in four decades. That's hard. I'm not telling you don't have a good team.
Right.
You'll have spikes, but you can't say, hey, we are a blank school. And you say, well, how many major bowl bids you been to?
Yeah.
None. What are we talking about?
My brother, Taylor, has chimed in.
What did he say?
Also a student of the Jesse Hack Golf Camp.
Right, same here.
Said, thank you, Packer.
You're welcome.
Yeah, said, Wake Golf.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Even though he graduated from Mighty Elon.
I was going to say, I don't know if this could ever be proven, but Jesse Haddock asked me at the time as a Clemson golfer if I would work his camp, and he would never ask anybody outside the Wake Forest family to do it. And it was an honor. One of the great guys of all time, Jesse Haddock.
One of the best. Jim in Georgia at 844 say ACC. And Jim.
Good morning. Love your show, guys. I'm great.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go with Georgia Tech in football, and I think it goes with the history of John Heisman, the Cumberland game, 222-0, and four national championships, and new coach Collins. I think golf has been strong. Baseball has been strong. Haven't been relevant in basketball probably since Bobby Kremins, but to me, it's football.
All right.
Well, there was a Final Four appearance by Georgia Tech.
2004.
After Bobby Kremins. National championship game.
Yeah, lost to UConn. I would I appreciate the football, 125 years and change of it. You'd be hard-pressed since 2000, though, to find a more dominant program than a golf program at Georgia Tech.
I'll agree with you. Totally agree with you.
And I'm not saying it's the reputation of the entire institution, but brand identity in the 21st century for Georgia Tech athletics. And I'll tell you this, too. The other thing about golf is they graduate everybody. Everybody. Bruce Hepler's done an amazing job.
Sure has. Awesome.
An amazing job. And the only thing that has eluded that program is a national championship. In fact, I'll give you a little note here.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Breaking news.
You guys know how many NCAA team titles the Georgia Institute of Technology has won?
I do not know.
Yes. NCAA, not the college football out in the, hitherons. NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association team national championships. How many would you guess Georgia Tech's won?
Well, it's going to be an extreme number. It's either going to be unbelievably high or zero. So I'm going to go one.
That is correct.
Boy, I tell you what. Can I read you or can I read you?
Now you want to guess the sport?
No.
Come on.
No.
Just hazard a guess.
Women's tennis.
Correct.
Are you serious?
Yes. Brian Shelton.
Good night, everyone. I'm done here.
Yep.
There's nothing else I can do.
Brian Shelton.
I'm done. Took him
to the women's tennis.
Show's all yours.
NCAA title.
I'm going to go up and have some Woodford Reserve.
Will you bring me back some more coffee when you come back?
No.
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Chris Cotter will join us coming up in about a half an hour from South Bend, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deal. Yesterday, Wes, you and I and the cast of thousands had an opportunity to have a conversation with Jeff Walls, the outstanding basketball coach for the ladies at the University of Louisville. They got a big game coming up, not to mention Team USA this weekend. And we asked Coach point blank, what do you need to do in the second half to continue that great improvement?
We've got to continue to work on our tempo offensively. We've really done a nice job the past, you know, five or six games of scoring points and being efficient. And then at the defensive end of the floor, you know, we're very much so a scatter report team. And we have some new faces, although we're 21 games into the season, there's still a lot to be learned. So really working with our new players on what we have to do at the defensive end to make sure we're game by game prepared.
Coach, it's readily evident Dana Evans is just taking the reins of this team. I mean, she very well could be the ACC player of the year at season's end just based on the first half, but the other thing, too, is that everybody's following. I mean, it doesn't seem like she's going to run off and hide and just be the dominant player. She's getting help, and that's got to be a huge boost, too.
No, it really is for us. Dana's been playing some outstanding basketball this entire season, but it's what everybody else is doing. Jasmine Jones, Kylie Shook, Bianca Dunham. You've seen Diop coming off the bench, has really played well for us. Elizabeth Balogun. So the reason we're as good as we are this year is because of our overall depth. You know, last season we're an Elite Eight team, a game away from the Final Four. But you always had that opportunity, that chance where Asia Durr might get you 40. She might get 45. Where I don't know if we have anybody that can get us 45, but I do believe we have about four or five that can get us 20 to 25 any night. And I think that's what's really helped us out.
The other thing that I noticed is Sunday, in a game that you guys, you know, won and to a degree comfortably, you had 11,600 people on a Sunday afternoon. We've always talked about what a great building it is. You had a great building Sunday against Pittsburgh.
No, we have. And it's something we're very fortunate. We're blessed to be able to have the fan support that we have in this community. The city of Louisville has really embraced the women's basketball program for the past 10 years. And I really don't see it changing. It's not just the fact that we only win, but we have wonderful young women that represent our program. They do a great job in the community. Mm. When they're out on their own on, say, a Friday night getting a bite to eat, or if they're at the mall, they do a wonderful job of representing themselves, their family, our university, and our program. And I think that's what it's all about, too. And, you know, we preach around here, you get one shot at a first impression, and make sure you put your best foot forward no matter where you are.
Coach, from an ACC perspective, it looks like there's a little separation with you and NC State and the rest of the league. However, as you well know, there are dangerous games that loom beyond just the NC State Wolfpack. How do you keep that razor focus where you say, listen, don't look at the standings. You got to win this game tonight or this afternoon?
Well, we just simply go back and look at what we've done this year. You know, we haven't been as dominant as we have been in the past, per se, but we're figuring out ways to win games. So we just worry about ourselves. It's like, guys, we're a possession here or there from being 6-3 in the league instead of 9-0. So we know every single night we've got to come prepared to play. And when we play like we're capable of, we're a pretty darn good basketball team. And when everybody gets involved, we share the basketball and pass it the way we have been, we're tough to guard. So we have a big game coming up here at Notre Dame, which, you know, Notre Dame has not had the year that they're used to having. But I've got a lot of respect for what Muffet's done in their program, and I expect a really good game on Thursday night.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Nobody has to tell you or remind you exactly how dangerous Notre Dame can be, regardless of what the record's been, right?
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. And they've got some very good players. So it's just a matter of, you know, if they put it together for our game Thursday night, tomorrow night, well then it's an issue. So we have to go in there expecting to get their best. And then when you look at the rest of our league, I've been very impressed with Georgia Tech's been doing, Carolina, NC State, obviously, Georgia Tech, Florida State. I don't think we're as top heavy as we have been in the past. And I think at the bottom, everybody has gotten better, which is why you're seeing as many competitive games as you've seen within our league.
Coach, I want to ask you about Sunday's game against Team USA, because we saw them play UConn earlier in the week. And I think, obviously, they played Oregon back, I think, earlier before the holidays, as I recall. I want to kind of get your impression on the collaborative nature of this whole project, because it seems like something that, number one, works for college women's basketball and also helps the team that ultimately is going to try and qualify for the Olympics. So as a coach of a team that is having a really good year and a team that can contend for the national championship, to step away and play 40 minutes against America's team for the Olympics, what does that mean to Louisville? How do you measure it in the middle of a conference run here?
Well, it's something that we looked at as a staff first. When the opportunity was presented to us, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be a November game where it's one of your exhibitions, you know, to begin of the year, where you've got plenty of time to get your season going. And being in February, it's really our bye week. It's the one bye week we actually get within the league. Mm-hmm. And we're using that to play the national team. But when I brought it up with our players, personally, they wanted to do it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime possibly opportunity for some of these young women to go out there and play against a Sue Bird, to play against Brianna Stewart. You've just got a list full of names, and then Angel McCautry is going to be coming back to play. So we weren't going to pass this up. And we have players that have aspirations of being professional players, and then hopefully one day possibly being an Olympian themselves. And what better way to figure out and see where you are than to actually get a play against them?
It would also seem to me it'd be an awesome recruiting trip too. I mean, you know, it's one of those things you say, listen, you come play us. We got a great league. We're playing for national championships, et cetera, et cetera. And oh yeah, we'll jump on that national team too. Why not?
Yeah. No, that's not bad for sure. Right. The thing about it is they haven't done this, I don't think, since 2008. So it's not something that's done every year. And I've just loved all the opportunities that I've had to work with USA Basketball and coach with them. And I've got the utmost respect with Carol Callen, who runs the program. And I know what they stand for. And when this opportunity presented itself, to me, it was a no-brainer. Now, I'll find out in the next 2-3 weeks what kind of toll this may have taken on our team. But, you know, I really don't think it's going to be something that's going to have a negative impact on us.
All right, I want to ask this just in the most respectful way possible. How do you scout that? How do you scout that team? You play Louisville, you play Louisville Notre Dame, and then all of a sudden, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, here comes a collection of 13 of the best American women basketball players this country has to offer that are healthy. I get that part. So you walk in and go, okay, here's Sue Bird, good. Sylvia Fowles, good. Brianna Stewart, good. I mean, where do you start, Jeff?
Well, the thing about it which makes it interesting is, you know, I go back to 2013 when we played UConn in the national championship game. One of the things that we try to do here as a staff is we're going to try to make the other team's worst player, per se, beat us. You know, and into 2013, I think their top six were all drafted. Their top six are playing professional. You know, and as you're looking at the players, it's like right now with the national team roster, who would you prefer to leave open to shoot? You know, it's really, there's nobody on the roster that's just glaring of they can't score. So it's going to be a ball game where it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch how we compete. I know our players will be excited for it. We'll go through their game the other night against UConn and try and pull some things that they look to do with pick and roll and some different options, how they guarded some things, and see how we might be able to attack them. And then, of course, rebounding, obviously, when you play a team of that caliber is going to be very important. But we're just it's going to be a ball game that, you know, I'm going to give everybody on our roster a chance to get out there and compete and play. You know, I'm not going to play Dana Evans for 40 minutes in this ball game, because I want everybody to have the opportunity to step on that floor and have a chance to possibly go against Sue Bird, someone that they've looked up to their entire life as a role model, a basketball player. And what a better opportunity than to actually get a chance to play against them.
Well, I tell you what, you're always kind with your time, Pac. We appreciate it very much, and we wish you a lot of luck at South Bend and the rest of the way, and we hope to see you maybe in Greensboro at the ACC Women's Basketball Championship.
I sure appreciate, guys, and I appreciate every opportunity that you give me to be on.
Again.
He's been good.
Oh, he's awesome.
Team's good.
Yeah,
really
the team
good.
Is very good.
And I appreciate the time with you guys.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.